Good morning. 00 hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Clear. 40 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Clear. 39 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Clear. 36 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Clear. 35 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Partly cloudy. 38 degrees.
WBAE monitoring. Well, good morning. You said your call too fast, and there's a lot of flutter on your transmission. You have Walt here, WBAD. How you doing?
Well, good morning. It's Dakota, NBCDF. I'm up in Elmont right now on an HP. Let's get better in bed here. I'm doing well. How are you?
Well, good morning, Dakota. Doing good. Got up at my usual time, 2:30. A pit stop, couldn't fall back to sleep. I'll try to take a nap later on today. And trying to figure out if I'm going to make a pot of soup today or tomorrow.
Early bird. I had soup Saturday? Yeah, Saturday. It's delicious. It's my favorite time of year to eat that good stuff.
Yeah, I have about 3 pounds of hamburger I have to go through, so I'll fry that up and chop up a small head of cabbage, combine them in about 6 quarts of water, add a jar of spaghetti sauce, and call it a day.
You can eat on that for a while, too.
Yeah, the wife and I would have it for a noon meal. Nothing to prepare, and usually it lasts us about 6 days. But I've always, because of my ethnic background, we were always heavy into soup as a kid. You knew it was 90 degrees because your mother didn't make chicken soup.
Soup is in my top 3 favorite dishes. I'm pretty sure that's 4 out of 7 meals a week. That's what I grew up on.
Yeah, we live in a society of whiners. You know, the price of food is up. What you get for your money as far as, like, bread. About a year or two ago, I put 2 slices of bread in the toaster. The toaster pops up, and I go, what the hell's wrong? It's not over the top of the toaster. Then I realized they're decreasing the size of the loaf of bread, charging you more money. It's corporate greed. Forget the politics. But if you really want to save money, you live like an immigrant. And Charlene and I have been doing that for most of our lives. And, you know, people, if you want to save money, you don't go out to eat. If you want to save money, and I'm talking saving money, living like an immigrant, you don't get food delivered to your doorstep. Your pizza delivery should be only once a month instead of twice a week to get by. But having said that, nowadays both parties in a marriage are working, so it makes it harder. So you go to crock pot meals. Make enough if you're going to have a meatloaf, make two of them, freeze one.
Next to child care, the food thing is the most difficult problem for us to solve because we both work. Fortunately, she only works 3 days a week, but I work five, and I work, 10-plus-hour days. So me cooking when I get home is out of the question, but we've lived like immigrants for a long time, and now I'm trying to live like the immigrants that drive Escalades and have the new iPhone.
Good for you. Oh, I tell you, strange world, my friend. I read the news. My son's bought me a brand new TV, which I watch YouTube on, and primarily a lot of outdoor videos. In fact, I learned more about the hurricanes in Florida in the aftermath of North Carolina from YouTube than I did watching. Well, I don't watch the news anymore. I haven't in years. In fact, about 2 years ago, I threw away my TV and cut the cable. And then my sons finally, 4 months ago, bought me a TV. I said, don't do it. I read off my tablet. Anyway, I find on TikTok, I hear about more recipes with the crock pot. That's getting to be popular again with both people working.
I think that's the right move, Walt. TV is cancer to society. YouTube, you at least have the ability to find someone that you think is legitimate, or some channels that you think are not skewed one way or another. They're out there. There's a lot of good ones versus, Fox 2, CNN, all the other garbage out there where they just shove whatever they're told to down your throat.
Oh, yeah, they're pimping for their sponsors. That's all it is. Singing to the choir. The southern border. I ran across this guy a number of years ago. Peter, he has a long Italian name, and I recommend him. I brought up to attention some of my friends in the amateur radio community. He reminds you of Anthony Bourdain. He goes in, interviews people, and he interviewed two county sheriffs in Texas and maybe New Mexico. Anyway, county sheriffs are voted in. They can talk. People work for the government can't talk. And fascinating about the southern borders. It really is on number one. I am for the wall. Number two has gotten out of hand. I don't care what administration's there. It's always been out of hand. And the wall should have been finished. Is it the answer? No. But it's a tool. And when you look at it that way, you realize it takes a bunch of things to make it work. Anyway, do I hate Trump? No, I don't hate him. I dislike him because he said about John McCain's not a hero. Well, look into the history of John McCain, his years, 5 years in prison in Vietnam. And when he made fun of that reporter that has an affliction where he can't control his hands and everything. Very shoddy. Some of Trump's, proposals and things I agreed with. But his personal habits, I don't. Calling people names and stuff like that is very shoddy. I know it's a political statement, which a lot of people don't like on the repeaters, but I don't know. I don't even know why I brought it up, Dakota. Let's talk about hunting and fishing.
Last comment. First and foremost, people need to stop being so damn sensitive to everything, like politics on a repeater. Secondly, I agree with you 100%. I'm obviously a Trump supporter, but I agree that he would have way more supporters if he would just shut his mouth. I think his leadership and administration, I think, are doing what's best for the country, but he himself is an idiot. But anyway, yeah, so let's talk about hunting. I think I'm going to get out in the woods this weekend, although, I don't know, it's supposed to be, what, 70?
Yeah, but that only peaked for a few hours. Evidently, you're going to go bow hunting. I was going to go bow hunting years ago, but then I got addicted to a thing called wire lining for walleye in the Detroit River. My late wife said, a lot of men are addicted to alcohol, drugs. You're addicted to pencil plugs. The cat got into the pencil plugs I stashed in the attic where she wouldn't find them. Talk about an addiction.
Good morning. 0700 hours. Clear. 37.
When we were in the process of moving to our new house, I went through a similar discovery when she saw how much hunting equipment and ammo and everything else I had. She had no idea because I'd usually just smuggle it in and hide it. But now she knows full well what I've got sitting around.
That's funny. Yeah. I deer hunted for years, but one of my dear childhood friends, the alcoholism got to be too much. I hunted with people I grew up with, and I pulled away and didn't break up the friendship, but ignored it. And that's when I really got into walleye fishing. I had a 16-foot aluminum boat on the Detroit River on Fox Creek, and those were the days you had to really know somebody to get a little boat well. And quite interesting, but yep, loved it. During the summer, the heat. Go ahead, I'm having trouble with the push to talk.
Are you on the FT-70?
Roger.
Man, that thing's got to have some talk time on it, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, I started saying in the heat of the summer, I'd take Charlene over to Peach Island, and we picnicked, and we let the boats rock against the sand on the Canadian side, as they called it, or I'd go out in the lake with my MFJ 40-meter QRP CW rig and have a hamstick on the front of the aluminum boat as a ground plane and sign WP80/MM, Marine Mobile, and people come back when they found out I was on a 16-foot aluminum boat. They weren't too happy. They thought they had a real winner.
It was basically like a canoe.
Roger that, WP80. What do you do for a living, Dakota? I realize your wife is a nurse. They're the unsung heroes. I never take the word of a doctor. Always, and I'm old, always took the word of a nurse.
NADDF. I have been the same way for as long as I can remember. I can't stand doctors. Don't believe anything that comes out of their mouths or salesmen. I am in the IT industry, so I work for Priority Waste in their IT department. And I say IT department, it's really just the director and me. And then we have a managed service provider that helps out with some bigger scale projects and infrastructure. So I've been in the IT field for going on 10 years now.
Well, unless I'm wrong, you're one of very few people in that industry who hunts and fishes. Usually they sit home clipping coupons.
That is correct. There are a lot of weird ones in the industry. Fortunately, my boss and I are quite similar. He's not. I don't know how to say this without being like derogatory, but he's not like a man's man. Like, you know, he's got soft hands, is what I'm getting at. He's not a hunter. He doesn't really work outside. Doesn't go out in the wilderness. But he's a good guy. He's got social skills. Likes a good bourbon, so that's generally what you find in the IT world, at least from my experience, or you find, like, the really weird ones that, like, look in the shower.
Oh, yeah, that's funny. That is funny. Well, I got to make a pit stop. I had two cups of tea, I mean, real big cups of tea. I'll be back in about three minutes. WP80.
Roger that. I'll be rolling down 53, NADF.
I fashioned myself one of those pinky finger guys.
one of those pinky finger guys?
Yeah, I fancy myself that way.
There's not a single thing wrong with it. You're still a man's man. I'm talking about, like, you know, IT guys that like Pokemon and stuff like that. Those are the ones that are a little off.
No, I know exactly what you're talking about. So, some surprise you, though. In fact, the, you know, the director of our organization, which is big, you know, he's a lot like you. You know, he's always out in the woods. All of a sudden, I think he's from South Africa. I think that's what I heard. You can hear it in his accent. But he now runs our entire IT, and cool guy. Like I said, he's an adventurer as well. Wouldn't put him in an IT position, you know, especially at the top. Although when you get to the upper levels, you know, and all that stuff, you got to be a little. You can't be quite as far in the spectrum.
Took the words right out of my mouth. I'm not the most technical guy, but I'm definitely the better end of the project side and social side and politics side when it comes to corporate, you know, relationships and things like that. I'm not the guy that just keeps his head down and knows exactly what to do, when to do it, and how to do it.
Yeah. Oh, anyhow, good morning. Oh, I think we're going to get my coffee early so that I can sip it on the way in. I just hit the road. Oh, man. You know, this weather, it's not cold. According to the thermal meter in the car here, it's 41, which is, that'd be balmy, and I'll say, man, let's go out for a bike ride in about a month. But right now, it feels chilly.
Good morning. And, you know, it's kind of the sweet spot for me. This is where I like to be, between 40 and 50 degrees. It's cold enough where you can wear a hoodie, and you can do pretty much anything you want outside without breaking a sweat, but you're not miserable if you're standing there. And I opened my Monster. Fortunately, I had one in the fridge this morning, and I'm sipping it on my way in as well, even though I got a phenomenal night's sleep. I'm still dragging a little bit.
Leave a little gap in there in case Walt wants to rejoin, or Anthony shows up, or Lance works his way in. But, No, I like this. I like this weather very much. You know, like I said, it's just weird how, you know, 40 when it's early in the year feels so much different than 40, you know, a month in to, you know, fall. A month in and I'll be woohoo! It's going to be the 40s today, man. WBAD, go ahead, Dakota.
Welcome back, Walt. Yeah, I think you adapted it, right? Like 2 weeks ago, it was in the 80s, and now we're past that. So, God, what the heck? I was sweating a minute ago. Yeah, Walt.
Yeah, I pulled out my winter clothing. A couple years back, one of my sons turned me on to Menards. They carry a Wrangler brand Levi denim with Pensilite. Darn close to $50, well worth it. The only problem is they don't have all the sizes when you walk in. But getting that ready, my winter shoes are good to like 25 below zero. My old garment, my old winter coat is getting real shoddy, but hard shell on the outside and feather lined on the inside. I can't get it clean because the guy at the cleaner said if I clean it, the feathered part of it will be stiff as a board. But anyway, getting ready. Sean?
Yeah, I was just mentioning Dakota. This feels chilly to me here this morning, and you know, in a month it'll be I'll be running around like an idiot when it's 42 degrees out. It says 39 now. I ride my bike. I got my bike all tuned up just recently, and you know, you think, well, you know, going into fall, but I ride all, you know, in the January, February, you know, as long as there's no wind and it's or ice on the ground and the sun's out, it's just about nothing I can't ride in. So that's the get off road. Although you get back in the trees, you get really into the woods, into the mountain biking territory, and that can block that sun. The sun is important. So now that the kids have flew the coop and everything's slow, may even have to get back out in the wilderness, do some more hunting. I don't know. I know what Dakota's thought on that'll be.
Especially in the early fall, I don't know, something special about when the leaves are changing colors, you got a nice breeze, it's a little chilly. That's what I live for. When you start with, like a pheasant hunt or rabbit hunting or squirrel hunting, you can be wet. You just don't want to go screw around in the cold. I'm just going to say,
there, Dakota. Yeah, October 20th is always a big day, huge day of opening the pheasant season, and the roads would be packed, everybody going up to the Thumb area. And in the days when people still lived in Detroit, I don't mean it derogatory, Ed Lombardski, we're going to meet at Albert Shushinsky's house. You could tell who I hunted with. Ed was a little late. We told him, what the hell took you so long? Well, he was going by the cemeteries at 6th and Van Dyke. He spotted pheasants. He bagged two roosters in the cemetery and showed up. Sean?
No kidding. I thought that was a rather recent phenomenon. I didn't realize that Detroit's always had a population of pheasants. I guess there's quite a bit down there now. God, I remember the 80s. We tried a pheasant hunt, but it was so bad. Then they tried that put and take, and then that the Szechuan release and all that stuff, and nothing worked. You know, we thought the glory's over, the heyday's over. We heard people talking, guys like you talk about how great it was back in the 50s and the 60s, and it's like, yeah, sure. I've been out here all day and I can kick up one bird. The put and take, you know. You have to kick them to get them to go up. But, yeah, whatever. Now I was, but now, man, that's back with a vengeance. Everything, you know, so that's really cool. I had to go.
Yeah, sorry, Walt. It'll get better here in a minute. I've heard the same stories, and it pains me to know that I can't go hunt wild pheasants. One of the duck hunting spots I hunt actually has a bunch of wild birds, but it's one of those things where, you know, it's probably a half a dozen. It's like, I don't want to hunt those. You know, they're here, they're alive. It's a protected, it's a wetland that'll never be developed. So those birds probably have a pretty good shot at continuing to reproduce and have a little bit of a legacy there and maybe bumping the population in that area. So it's one of those things where I don't want to hunt them. But as far as deer, deer in southeast Michigan are turning into varmint, which I'm sure I've said it before, we're on a farmer tag where we can shoot as many deer as we possibly can because of crop destruction, and then that's why they're extending the season later and later every year to try to reduce the population down here.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you probably heard me talk about it. I haven't been doing it in about 2 years because of health problems. But 14 and Van Dyke, south of 14 on the east side of Van Dyke, property there runs along the Red Run Drain. Oh, maybe 3 or 4 winters ago, because I made my own applesauce. And I'd take the core and the peelings, and I'd go to Menards and I'd buy a 50-pound bag of kerneled corn. One day I fed 22 deer there, right in the wilderness of North Warren. I'm not exaggerating. And somebody here a couple years back, about 3 years back, killed a 12-pointer. And they took a shotgun in the city of Warren, took the head and the meat. That's crazy. And one day I had a 8-pointer, 6-pointer, and 4-pointer, beautiful rack, right by the street. And the two old gals on one end of that street would feed the deer, and they'd come out just before dark every day. Just beautiful, beautiful animals. In fact, I'd be on this repeater, if you remember, Sean, talking about it, what I'm looking at. Sean, WBAE.
All right, leave a little gap in there in case anyone shows up. Yeah, no, I know they're pretty prolific back there. I got a doe and two fawn in my backyard. I think they live in the neighbor's yard, and but they're in my yard all the time. And I was checking them out, not yesterday I didn't see them, but the day before I was checking them out, and the two fawns are, you know, they lost their spots about a month ago. So that's they're kind of late. But I looked, they're both bucks. And I'm like, oh boy. So I got a fawn with her two boys in my backyard almost every day. So that's going to be interesting to see. You know, they got to either get back to Red Run or over to the nature preserve over across the Quinter at some point. I don't think my street's going to support two bucks. It's going to be that's going to be rough. But, yeah, they're everywhere, man. It's crazy. Man, that turkey. I remember we were deer hunting back in the early 80s, and we had this old guy who used to hunt with them. We called him Chicken Plucker for reasons. Anyhow, Plucker comes back in from his blind, you know, comes in one morning after the morning hunt. He says, yeah, he goes, I just saw some turkeys out by my blind. We're just like, man, the old man's losing it. Ain't no turkeys in Michigan or around here. This is in Algier. Within a couple of years, they were everywhere. Like, what the hell? But I remember him telling us that. We all just shook our heads and thought the old man's crazy. Dakota?
That's one thing I'll give the DNR props for. They brought that population back with a vengeance. There used to be, I remember when I used to have to, I mean, you were talking about a time that was more extreme and there was even less of them, but I remember when I first started hunting that I had to apply for a turkey tag, and now I couldn't even tell you the last time I applied for a tag. I'd walk in, I'd buy it online, and then I'd go shoot one. The crazy thing is I see them dead on the side of the road on 53 and Hall Road, so DNR did a good job with that one. I'm just curious to see what they're going to do as far as population control with all these deer, especially the ones in the city. It's sad because, you know, they're dying, they're getting hit by cars, and people are damaging cars or getting hurt. So it's a lose-lose, at least if we're shooting them and donating them, it's going to a semi-decent cause. But, I don't know. I think the big problem is a lot of people don't hunt anymore. Or there's just a limited amount of hunters compared to what there used to be. I don't know why that is.
Well, the economy changes. People don't get the, you know, when I worked for Sears, I wound up getting 4 weeks of paid vacation, a shitload of sick days, personal days, and now everything's combined. You get your vacation and sick days together. It's like you better not get sick. And, yeah, it's just all changed. But, yeah, Troy, the city of Troy is having a fit. They have too many deer in the neighborhood. So they want to, you know, off of some of them. And everybody raised their, you know, voice. How can you be so cruel? I have wonderful brother-in-law and sister-in-law around Lansing area. And my sister-in-law, God bless her, was always against hunting. Something moved the deer in her neighborhood. The first time they ran across a problem deer, it got in the swimming pool and broke the vinyl liner. Two Buicks later, the first one got totaled. I'm talking on a residential asphalt street with, you know, and the second one wiped out the right-hand side of the vehicle. Now she's pro-hunting. But you can't keep everybody happy. Sean?
Yeah, yeah. The meat is murder crowd. So, geez. I don't know. I don't know what they figure, you know, is going to happen without a some sort of a managed culling. It's not better. Disease runs rampant. You know, like Dakota points out, you just pointed out the car deer collision. That's not better for them. You know, a clean kill versus versus getting hit by a car, which may or may not be clean. Probably not clean. I mean, sometimes it is. It depends. You know, the highway, 60 plus miles an hour, sure. But yeah, no, I just think they don't think about it, you know, and they don't want to think about it, you know, while they're eating their, while they're eating their happy meal. Dakota?
K8RUH.
Morning, Anthony. Yeah, well, I think that's a good point, right? There's a lot less time off, and I think there's less manly men in the world, unfortunately. I have unlimited PTO, and I can hardly use that just because of, you know, obligations and duties and things I need to get done, where it's a bad look if I'm taking time off to go screw around in the woods with my buddies. And, Sean, I think you're right. No one wants to think about it. They just kind of let it go until it becomes so much of an issue that they have to do something. So, I don't know. I hope that there's some sort of attempt to start increasing the calling numbers. I think they are a little bit, but there's still a lot of regulation and stuff that needs to happen before you can even get access to those tags. So, we'll see. It's the government. Nothing moves fast. But I'm going to hand it over to Anthony. I'm pulling in my driveway here, and I gotta get a computer ready for a gal that starts here in about 30 minutes. So, I'm going to clear out. I'll catch up with you guys today is a later day, so I'll probably be in the truck around 5:30. Have a good day, guys. Good talking to you all. Any PDF, I will be clear.
Good morning, gentlemen. Sounds like you have quite the conversation going between PTO time and deer hunting and overpopulation. I think in the rotation, I can't remember who was next. I only heard one round, so either Sean or I think it was Walt talking. So I'll throw it over to whoever was next in the rotation.
Okay, Anthony, good morning. Let's see if I have it. Yeah, you know, as far as deer hunting, okay, you get a deer, there's a few places that you can get it processed. People didn't realize that East Detroit, East Point, I love that, East Point, there used to be these little butcher shops, but they only did the work, like, for the big supermarkets, okay? And they were all German. And they had lockers where you could buy your beef and store it in their freezer lockers. And you point it out to people, and they say, boy, are you crazier than hell? So I took my deer in there. I forgot what year it was. And then I went back to pull some venison out of my locker. You rented a, you know, freezer locker. And the guy said, we moved stuff around, his son. So here's your new number. And I go to my locker, and there's like, three sets of deer in there. And I go, boy, did I shit luck. That was something. So, yep, little butcher shops in East Detroit. Sean?
Yeah, I don't recall that. But little shops, you know, all over the place that do it. Did one myself. Actually not myself. With my brother-in-law, who their family owned a butcher shop at one point. He wasn't a butcher, but you know, he was around it enough that he knew the ins and outs. But did one, No, two. I've butchered two. And I just couldn't take it in, to be quite honest. Not my cup of tea. Good morning, Anthony. I'm taking the final approach here to my place. Got to stop and get myself a coffee and get in to start my day. Got a little field tripping to do today. But yeah, the topic is about PTO, is about why are less people hunting. Walt postulates that people don't get the time off like they once did. But I don't know. I get tons, so that's not it. I think there's other reasons. I things change. There's a lot of things that are different now. I mean, we were just talking about that the other night, but hell, that'll get us spinning down some other topic path that I don't have time for. Good morning, Anthony.
Good morning, Sean. You know, there's, with the timing aspect of it for the PTO time, you know, I think people probably take more vacations now, too, and people have other hobbies and kids in their travel sports, which I'm not part of, but I know a lot of people that they're traveling all the time for their kids' sports, taking Fridays and Mondays off and going to Florida and going to the Carolinas to play soccer and baseball, and that sucks up PTO time. So that could be part of it. But, you know, there's just other hobbies. I take time off to go fishing and then, you know, try to take 1 or 2 days for hunting, but I don't prioritize that over other things, unfortunately. So I'm sure people have a lot of reasons, and, you know, there's, you can just go to the supermarket to buy your food, and people rely on that as opposed to going out and doing it for themselves. What do you, Walt?
Well, you covered a lot of good ground, Anthony. I'm really sincere about it. You brought up a lot of great points. Yeah, my generation, okay, I was married for 62 years. I admit it, you know, I came first. The wife said, "You're going to Wyoming again?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Yeah, but I wanted to buy a couch." Well, the state of Michigan gave me $300 because I was a veteran. My brother got $600. He was a combat Marine. Anyway, I said, "You should have joined the service." We bought the couch next year, or shortly after that. The point being, I always have my memories of hunting with my childhood friends. The couch is long gone. Never worry about the couch in life. Sean, if you're still there.
Yeah, no, that's true. That's true. But I don't know why. Whoop, I don't know why. I lost my, you know, the property I hunt on. I had three different deer camps. Well, I mean, three that I was regularly part of. And the last one that broke up, and after that, the guys really spread all over. Half the guys started going up way in the western UP, and that was a real commit, you know. And I didn't have enough time off, so that was a PTO issue, you know, because that was, you know, you had to take a couple of weeks off. But, oh, man, I think I was cutting it really close there in front of that car, turning left off Grosbeck here. But, so for me, it was, I didn't have enough time to join the guys that left there, and I don't know what happened to the other half of the guys. I think they just kind of dispersed to the wind, and I never really bothered to try to put anything together. And then I got an offer to come up and join a new deer camp, but, you know, a new deer camp, different guys and all that stuff, that's a whole adjustment period, and I just never got back into it. So that's what happened to me. It was just a matter of, you know, situational, you know, the deer camp broke up, and the property we were at was sold, and then we were on state land for a while, and that group broke up. Those guys were the fishermen. Those were the ones that do the Canada fishing trips every year, you know, and those were something else. I never went on one of those. That was some good stuff, but unlike Walt, I was never the big fisherman. Sounds like you guys were, but I dabbled in it most. My son, on the other hand, he loves it, so that's... He's got spare time, that's what he's doing. You know, he goes out of town. You know, his idea is to visit a fish in a hole that he's never fished before. That's his idea of what to do when he visits another state or another place. He goes to Oklahoma. So,
all right, I'm pulling in here. I've been babbling.
Anthony, go ahead, pick it up. Walt, we'll catch you guys a little bit later. W8FU.
Have a good day, Sean. Yeah, well, I totally agree. There's no need for material items, and it's super important to have the memory. So I know I make choices. I try to do my best to make choices based on memories and not on material wants, that's for sure. So that's why, like Sean was saying, a lot of times these, you know, your camp breaks up, and I went through a few different iterations of groups that I've put together and held together for salmon fishing camps and trout fishing camps and things like that. So, but still got one or two of the original guys, and we make it happen whether there's two or three of us or 10 of us. So just make sure we get that in and get it in every year and keep those memories going.
Oh, I tell you, you're right. Well, on my end, Anthony, all my hunting and fishing buddies are dead. I'm not laughing. I'm laughing at myself. It's like, you know, no kidding. They're all gone. And it's different. You know, it's different. My hunting and fishing guys were childhood friends, but I don't know if you heard one of my dear, dear friends said the alcoholism and racism got to be too much. He was just hated people of color on and on and on. I mean, from Italian down, he hated everybody when he got drunk. 6'4" Pollock, strong as a horse, and it just got to be too much. So I had to pull away from my friends. And that's life, you know, made the wife happy.
I can imagine it made the wife happy. That sounds like a guy that you could get in a lot of trouble with.
Yeah, it was a real shame because sober, he was a wonderful person. But anyway, daylight is coming on, and in a few minutes I'm going to go fire up the HF rig. I've been trying to really get back in CW. And what I found out lately, Mother Nature and Father Time has taken its toll, and the comprehension of CW has decreased, so I'm trying to get back to that. A couple sunspot cycles ago, I would make sure I had at least one rag chew in CW a day, but now everybody's contesting, you know, and which is okay, it doesn't bother me, but the other day I did have a rag chew as a guy, I think, in Arizona or something, you know, Rick here is, Asia's here, weather, and that was really real relaxing. WB80, anybody else want to jump in?
K8RUH, doesn't sound like it right now. That's very cool that you try to get that many, you get on HF that often. I, unfortunately, at the moment, I'm just a tech and dabbling in the studying to get a general, but I have the equipment to get on 10 meter because I have access to that, but have not got it all set up. Dakota gave me an antenna, I don't know, in the spring that I got to get up. I want to put it in my attic and then see what I can do. I know they say summer's better time for 10 meter, but you know, I just got to get up there. It was so hot all winter or all summer that I didn't want to go up there and put it in. But, yeah, I'd love to get that in and see if I can work some 10-meter and then just listen and get it all dialed in. Because I think once I have it going and realize what I'm missing out on, it's going to inspire me to spend some more time studying.
WB80, I've always maintained winter is a time to study. And years ago, to get my CW comprehension, I'm bad on the English language,
I would spend a half an hour a day studying high-speed CW, not together, the Farnsworth method. And I, for one, who loved CW, when they dropped the requirement, I thought, great. You know, I thought, great. And it really helped the hobby out. If you want to do CW, learn it. If you don't want to do it, you don't have to. But to hold back some brilliant people, because realistically, how would I put it? Different people learn different things. I know what I mean. So, yeah, great for the hobby, dropping the code.
Absolutely. I think the barrier of entry when CW was part of the entry-level license was huge, right? You're already taking, especially in my case, I don't know that I would have put the effort in. You know, a lot of this stuff is foreign. It's not part of my day-to-day or part of what I do for work. Some of the concepts initially were pretty difficult to understand, and add CW on top of that, man, that would have been difficult. Not undoable, but difficult, and people don't like doing difficult things, unfortunately. So I can imagine there was a huge spike right after that that was dropped.
Oh, yeah, I forgot what year it was, okay? I had a foot operation and really screwed me up for about 7 months. Anyway, at 12:01, midnight, 12:01, you could go take a test without the code requirement for your general, okay? And they had it at the Salvation Army in Mount Clemens. I wasn't able to participate because of the healing process. And there was, I don't know, 50 people, 100 people, I have no idea, lining up to take the written test. It was a godsend. It's like the C4 FM Wires X. I'm having a ball with it. I'm having a ball with it. People say it's not real radio. People say FT8 is not real radio. As long as I'm enjoying my part of the hobby, I don't care what people consider, you know, Wires X, I don't do FT8, nothing against it. But, you know, I'm enjoying the hobby.
You bring up the Wires X, which I think is the same thing as Fusion, the Yaesu digital mode, if I'm understanding correctly. But, you know, I don't have a radio that operates on that, and it is becoming more and more obvious to me that I need to get one. There's a repeater basically in my backyard for that, and then I was out on the west side of the state last weekend, and we'll be back over there this weekend, and they have a big linked repeater system of the Fusion system, and it's like, geez, I'm missing out. So I need to start shopping for a radio that has that mode. That's for sure.
WB80, everything I own except one radio is used. And 60% of the people that own those radios don't use them. It was a fashion statement. Oh, I got to get the latest and greatest. Oh, this is the best handheld. This. The handheld I'm talking to now is used. Keep your ears out. Boy, did I screw up yesterday. I dozed off and I got on the wrong room on the Wire 6, and I missed out on a net. It's called the Mid-Michigan Connect. It goes from Ohio to the Upper Peninsula. Well, I got to run. One of my sons just came in. I have two sons here and one in L.A. So we will catch you later. Stay safe, Anthony, WB80.
All right, well, have a great day. I'm also about to pull into the driveway at work, so I will maybe catch you tomorrow. KE8RUH, I am clear.
KE8TFM, mobile.
Good morning, 0800 hours.
mostly cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning, 0900 hours. Mostly sunny. 39 degrees.
Man, I can't get warm today.
Good morning, 1000 hours. Mostly sunny. 41 degrees. Good morning, 1100 hours. Sunny. 44 degrees.
KFA-BWP, KFA-BWP, this is KE8ORD.
Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Sunny. 46 degrees.
For lunch. I'm only going to be here about 5-6 minutes, so that's my plan. Then I got to run to Rochester and try to fix a mess up, an unhappy client. And there was one other thing I had to do today. There were two things I had to do today. I forget what the third one was, but that was the first two. And now, real idiot because I forgot what the third one is. So that's my plan. How goes it with you?
Going good. I have a later start time and a later finish time today, so I was kind of doing the reverse of, getting all my personal stuff that needs to get done at the beginning of the day instead of the end of the day, and now I'm going to be stuck for a little while watching a tech summit, like a conference thing, but I'm like attending from remote, so I'll be jumping through Zoom meetings and watching various presentations today, probably until about 8 o'clock. So that should be fun. And yeah, that's pretty much it. I'm not really doing a serious work day. Just kind of this is like the company all gathers together to kind of like do presentations. I'm not participating in that part of it, but there are some things that will come out of the presentation that we'll be working on going in the future, so I got to pay attention.
I very good. Yeah, and the other thing I got to do is, book an airplane flight. You got to go out to Vegas and work for about 4 or 5 days. Not really work, but it is work. I mean, it's more work than it is recreation. The FEMA show is out there this week, so I got to go do that. So I knew there were 3 things that I had to do. So I probably should do the last one first, but they keep going on and on. The airplane tickets are probably just going to keep getting more expensive.
Yeah, usually Las Vegas is subsidized, so it shouldn't get too horrible. And that'll be interesting if you're interested in that subject.
I have no choice but to be interested in it. It's where all of our vendors show up. All the products that we represent here in Southeast Michigan, everybody descends upon that show. So it's kind of like, what's the big electronics show? It's the equivalent of that. It's the second biggest one in the Las Vegas area. So number one, the Consumer Electronics Show, CES. That's the number one. I'm sure you've probably been there. And then the number two show is the SEMA. That's the one. It's very similar, but it has to do with cars. So that's what we got to do. So I think we got one night for Circus Soleil or something like that. One of the vendors is taking us to that, so that'll be fun. And got that going on. And then last night, I played with the radios a lot. I had a lot of fun last night. It was kind of fun playing with the digital stuff, too. I had to figure out what, but I think I'm going to try to grab the microphone. Maybe it's just that desktop microphone that I don't like, because I know everybody was saying that my audio was terribly low, so maybe I'll just grab, you know, one of these Motorola mics. Looks like the old school Motorola, but it's got a DTMF pad on it, so that seems to work pretty good. And I'm putting FPP on one of Sean's little handhelds, little Motorola handhelds. It's kind of benign, but it works. So I got that to do, too. So lots of little things. So, but other than that, not too much. So I'm going to let you go. I'm going to be clear on your final. I'm putting the wheels down and getting ready for a landing. And it's KPP.
Alrighty, sounds good. Good luck with everything. Yeah, that was good to figure out all of our mic levels last night. So I found out that this radio has like a auto gain control. Not sure I trust it yet. I'm going to keep it on just for fun and see how it does. I do notice it does help me when I'm speaking loud. It lowers the gain. So that's good. So all right, talk to you later. KFADA.
Or later. I'll talk to you about that auto gain control, at least on the Big M. Later, bye. ACAKKO, KZ8Z Mobile.
There's somebody we haven't heard from in a while. KFADA.
Hey Dave. I was up in Taos last week for like 4 days, just at a friend's cabin up there in the middle of like 400 acres of forest, bird hunting and whatnot. And I was laying low yesterday. So now I'm going over to a buddy's house, bringing him some food, seeing if I can help because he broke his leg, his tibia and fibia, and his, you know, by his, well, I guess by the venous, not by his calf. It was at like a 45-degree angle. It was one of those nasty breaks. And they set it, and he's supposed to have surgery, well, it was supposed to be later this week, but we're approaching that, and they still haven't scheduled it. So I'm heading over to his house. What's going on with you?
Not much, just we have a little conference week going on, but it's like I'm not there because I didn't know when I was going to close on my house, so I'm here, and they got a lot of those things are on Zoom, but I'm in a break between things, so just waiting for the next sessions to begin. so heard you calling out there, so I answered.
Cool. Well, thanks for answering. Show me some love. hopefully there's some of the sessions are productive and you're not just going out of your head, but it's always, I guess, nice. Well, I don't know. There's pros and cons to being there and pros and cons to being on Zoom because you can do other stuff. You can multitask, even though I don't believe we actually multitask. I think we multi-thread, but that's about the best of it.
Yep, we're like Windows 3.11. We can only do one thing at a time, but we can pause it and go do the other thing and come back. So we are I forgot they call that preemptive. We are a preemptive multitasking. We have to stop something to do work on the other thing. So. But yeah, nothing too exciting until, unfortunately, about 5 o'clock. So, you know, they're on Pacific time, so all the good stuff is later in the day, so I could probably take a nap if I wanted to. I'm not going to, but I'm going to get some other stuff done. But yeah, all the exciting stuff happens at the end of the day, unfortunately.
Windows 3.11, that's awesome. Hey, I had I posted a couple pics on Telegram, but I saw others put the Northern Lights up there when I was in Tawas that one evening. Maybe it was Thursday or Friday. We had a pretty good view of them. It is amazing what you see with your eyes versus what a phone camera will pick up just in how it pulls the light in, even with a small sensor on those. Hey, I thought you had a date to close on your house. When is that?
T-minus 13 days, so I just spent a lot of money on appliances last night, so hopefully it'll get installed the day after I close, and I'm hoping they don't move the date, because you know how builders are. They can move the date, but, you know, if I try to be late or something, then it's trouble, but I don't think so. I don't think they're going to move it. I think they want to get done, too, but, yep, coming up very close.
Ah, very good. You guys must be getting a little excited. Are the girls getting excited, or not really?
Yes and no. I mean, they're not. I would like them to be a little bit more proactive and start packing things that they're not using right now. But my one daughter has done that. The other one's not. And then my wife, she's just busy, busy, busy. So I'm not sure when she's going to do her packing, but yeah, on the weekends I've been starting to pack here, but it's hard when you have kids, you know, almost have to entertain the kids, you know, you got to take care of them, feed them and all that stuff, and then trying to take care of your stuff. I wish I could just kind of like for one day have no kids worrying about any kids and just do my packing and everything I need to get done and get it done. But, so just interweaving through things. We don't have to move right away. I personally don't want to be in there until all the appliances and the shades are up and all that stuff. That's the other thing I'm working on. I'm getting window treatments coordinated to get those set up. So I think those are going to be a little bit after we close as well. So fun things, but I got a lot of, you know, I got a lot of things to keep myself busy. I'm going to, you know, put an alarm system in and cameras, things like that, get the internet situated, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, it probably also doesn't feel all that real to the girls. It's just kind of this vague thing that's out there, even though it's been going on for quite a while. It's a lot more real for you than them, I would imagine. I remember when we moved the first time, it was we did what you did. It's kind of like, okay, here's the keys to your house, and then it wasn't a new build. So we repainted, I think, almost every room. But it was so nice to be in there and with no furniture, no nothing, and just do whatever work was needed. Window treatments, man, I can't believe the cost of window treatments are just outrageous, as obviously you know. But it's really nice to be able to not work around stuff in a new house and kind of move in at your leisure. So that's cool.
Yep, yeah. No, I don't want to do this ever again. I mean, this whole year has been pretty much, you know, moving. So I feel like I've been moving for a year. You know, I just can't really unpack things, can't really organize anything. You just got to sit tight and all that stuff. So I'm looking forward to being able to, once again, just kind of be settled down and being able to spread out all the stuff that I have and not left in boxes and all that stuff. So, yeah, so that'll be fun. So, all that stuff. So, yep. So, yeah, it's kind of exhausting, though. Getting really fatigued with the whole thing. But it'll be over soon.
Yeah, that's very cool. It's a huge step. So, a pre-congratulations. Hey, I'm pulling that down my buddy's street, so I'll say have a great one, and I'll be clear after your final. Thanks again for answering, Dave. KZ8Z.
Alrighty. I think it's a DB20. It sounds really good. All right, talk to you later. KF8S.
Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 49 degrees. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Sunny. 51 degrees.
Finished, so they have a little finished area to the basement, I guess. on the hoopla in January. I'm not allowed over there.
Wow.
Well, the positive is she can't hit you with another charge.
We'll see. So it might make up some crap. Who knows? We got another 8 more years.
If not longer, well. 10? Wait, the youngest is 10? Thought it was...
She is 9, but she'll be 10 next month, so she's the oldest just had her birthday on Friday, so you get an 11 and a 9-year-old for the month and a half.
Yeah, I thought they were 2 years apart, but I thought the youngest was 8. For some reason, I thought the youngest was still 8, because I can't judge time anymore.
That was 13 months, so yeah, knocked him out right, 1, 2.
Wow.
There's 22 months between me and my middle brother, and then, well, then there's 8 years between me and Sean, so.
Yeah, we had to shake and make the first one, so the second one was a surprise.
Surprise! You would think, you know how that happens, you know. You got one done out of there, so you know how the process works.
Can you hit it when they're still on the high on the pregnancy of hormones? It works.
It's a drug.
Yeah, I guess we got 2 for 1 out of that deal.
Wow.
Not that I would know. Shell hasn't needed any hormones to, you know, for that. Well, I think some people did have a betting pool because, you know, it took us 22 years before we bought a house. So I think there is a pool going. Shell was going to get knocked up now that I finally bought a house.
You got to wait another 22 years for that, don't you?
Well... You know, now that I bought the house, my toy budget went down, so this is my toy.
Yeah, it's crazy how that works. Like, we're in an apartment, and I was like, yeah, our rent will be the same. How's it going to be more expensive, you know? And it's like, I don't know, man, all that stuff just adds up, I guess. And, always a new project that you want to do.
Well, like, my budget was there, so I knew I was going to lessen my... I got a bigger house to lessen my, you know, I wanted more space. And indoor space, not just, like, a bar or something to work in, so... In that respect, I'm happy. So, I have more places, more nice space in here. But, yeah, you know, water heater. Oh, I hear Michelle pulling down the road. Yeah, there's always something, but, well, priorities are different. I do we got done working, at midnight or whatever it was Saturday night, and I didn't want, Mr. Love didn't want to drive an hour or two home, so, you know, if I had enough space for the guest room and for people to stay over, it was kind of nice. You know, everybody came over here, we had lunch, we weren't all sitting on top of each other, so, in that respect, it's a lot better than a toy. Being able, you know, family staying over, nieces stay over, Michelle's sister and family visiting, staying for days. That's better than any toy.
And that was one thing we lost from the old house is we don't have any. I don't have any guest space to kind of just gotta double up the kids or whatever. But I don't know, I got plenty of property now, and we had everybody over, it was like, you know, at least I got plenty of parking. I got the nice, apparently had a parking lot between my house and the garage, so it works out that way.
Yeah, I have a backyard I can use. on top of all the indoor space that's been...
Making Genesee County Radio great again. WACMN, Flint.
Yes, that's right. Yeah. So instead of buying toys, I get more space and have family and friends over, so that's actually, I like that a lot more.
Yeah, I like the property I bought. I mean, the only thing I don't like about it is my water situation. It just not as ideal, but managed through it. But the property is nice. There's a nice trail through the back, so we can take the mule out and drive around and go through the woods. And girls like it, so. Plenty of space to play in the yard and just working on everything, getting it spruced up.
Well, Michelle yesterday, because she had the day off yesterday, she cleaned the gutters and installed the gutter things, the screens to keep the leaves out and all that. So she was doing that yesterday. So, and then she worked in the front flower beds, she went and picked up two bird feeders. We've always wanted to have a bird feeder, so that was always something to do for her.
Shell's home. Yeah, it's one thing I need to do is actually get gutters on the house. There's no gutters at all. Kind of want to do water collection off of them so that I can use it for irrigation. Throwing salt water on the grass isn't ideal.
Oh, heck yeah, you can't do that. You can burn it or whatever. At least then if you had a barrel or something, you could have a little garden and start growing your own food. Start homesteading and everything out there, since you can probably have chickens as far as you're out in the country.
Yeah, I've got a chicken coop. There's a chicken coop with a chicken run, and there's the feeders on there and everything. All it needs is chickens. But I don't know the first thing about doing chickens. And there was a big garden that I think was about the half the size of a basketball court. Tore that all out this spring. I tore the fence down, filled it all up, flattened it out, and threw grass seed down. So got rid of that, and there's a couple flower beds I've pulled out that there was nothing in them but grass and weeds, so just tore it all out and put grass in.
We talked about having a garden here, but we have to do it in the front yard and do like a box, raised beds. We thought about doing that because the sunlight, with the trees in the back here, we don't get, unless you go right at the back fence, far back fence, you're not going to get enough sunlight like the front yard gets, so. Oh, I got to be right back. Printer 2 is out of filament. I got to go get filament. Do we have some here? Keep it.
Immediately.
All right, there's...
Get your filament sorted out?
Yeah, I had an order come in last night for 6 SMT cases in gray. And I had... Printer 42 had like a quarter... I don't know how... I thought I could at least get one build plate out of it. And then I found another spool of gray opened that had about the same amount. And then I got 2 fresh spools, so I was like, I know I have plenty of gray, so there's 26 minutes left in this build plate, and it ran out of gray, so I grabbed the other 3/4 spool used up that I put in the dehydrator, and grabbed it out of there and changed it, and I figured, well, I needed a tinkle, so it should be done here in 20, this printer 42 will be done in, it says 21 minutes. And then printer 41 has 11 minutes left, but that's due to a different color for another order.
Surprised those SMT versions are already discontinued. I had enough of it. Just pulled the plug.
Yeah, that guy's done some... He has a habit of doing it, just vanishing with it. It's not the first time it's happened with this. I'm curious what the story is behind it, because he's doing other projects, but it's not the first or second time he's done that with something like that.
Yeah, that's what I heard, is it's kind of his M.O. But, at least, open source everything if he hasn't already, somebody might pick it up.
Well, what's neat is when he showed off at BCC, I want to say 2 years ago or a year or two ago, whatever it was now, an APRS version of it that he was building that had the GPS, he had an SMA connector for the GPS, but that been quote-unquote coming soon, and there's photos, and it's been 2 years or 3 years now, and yeah, so he had a, you plug an SMA GPS antenna in and then plug the radio, your mini in over to your radio for VHF and away you go. But I'm curious if he was using the dev work for the SMT, for the Neo itself in conjunction with the doing that stuff. But I mean, it's not like he's, Neo's got all the source code for the stuff out there, so it's open source. You gotta build regular Neos, so, yeah. Oh well. But I fixed my Etsy shop, and I started getting orders again, so I've been shipping. Had someone ask order terracotta. I forgot I had that filament listed, but I did have a spool of terracotta that showed up in one of my orders before we moved. So I was like, well, I got a whole spool here. I doubt anybody would want it, but it makes it, another option you can order.
Yeah, you have the gamut of colors out there. You can order just about everything, but, it's a problem when you got hobby businesses. Everybody wants it now and not getting it, but, I got a pull request approved on the the Neo stuff, because when he updated the firmware to allow you to do the switches, the script that they give you to do the send the commands doesn't mention that you need to put the baud rate in as one of your arguments. So like, why isn't this working? I was looking at the code, I was like, oh, I need to put an argument in here. Update the README finally, read the README file, and now it actually shows correct on how to use the script.
Wow.
No, we're doing tower work. I got stuff to get, more MI7 and some APRS stuff, because I think we're going to put an APRS in at one of the Flint sites, so it's not going to be four. We're going to add APRS receiver into the city here. So I just have to think about which one. But I do, I have a list of MI7 nodes that need to get built and done. And just, motivation plus with the weather, we want to, that stuff can be done. Without, while we got climbing weather, let's do the outdoor antenna stuff. I know we got other sites to hit and do antenna work at before the snow gets too busy in here.
Yeah, that'll be nice. The Flint MI7 node will be better at the new building or not, but. I don't know if we need to get an MS7 up in the air, too, up higher.
Well, Well, I thought about it. I think if I put, where I put in the 1-9 receiver, if I find a set of cavities, we could do a high-profile MI7 there. I can't do APRS there because the split from APRS to, but I could probably take the Holly, if we move Holly off, Holly MI7, switch it from 96 back to 1200 because, the only person who's using 9600 baud was me and one other guy, and I haven't seen his traffic in forever on the 9600 Holly port.
Yeah, I would try 9600 to Holly, but it was sketchy. I would like get connected, and then it would start fading and lose it. But yeah, I don't know if that matters as much as the getting the signal in.
Yeah, it does. I used it from when I lived in Fenton, so 10 miles away. So I used it a lot from, I had the D700 set up at the house, so I used it a lot from that. But from here, I got the antennas out in the yard, but I haven't put anything on the towers yet. And I haven't even put a permanent HF wire up here yet. And we got to do that because I want to do that before I want to get the ICOM going here before the snow flies so that I can start working on my wafts from here. But it's always something. I think we're going up north this weekend. I got a feeling. My aunts are going to close the cabin up first weekend of November, so I either got to, I can't go next weekend because that's, I got a weather service meeting next weekend, and then the following weekend is the first weekend of November, so that's, they're closing the cabin, so I got to either go this weekend or not at all. So I think we're going this weekend.
Yeah, Bancroft works decent for me during the day, but as soon as the sun sets, I start dropping packets like crazy and can't get through, but decent for during the day, just at night it's hit or miss.
Oh, gotcha. Well, I'm going to see if I can find a set of 3-meg cams, I should be able to do a 1-9 receiver and then, a 147 packet, and that'll work at that, one antenna. So it won't do APRS and 149, so that's not going to work. What a little kitty. I know. I got to get going. It's already 4 o'clock, so we should probably, if we're going to go to Fenton, we should probably get going, shouldn't we?
County building would be like if it'll be better. That might be part of the problem is, for me at least, is getting blocked by all the buildings downtown where that building's more north, so it wouldn't be blocked by buildings on that site.
Well, there's a building due north of it that's taller, so that's, that one there is north on the other side, so that might cause some fading there. Still directivity to the north. But I think height-wise, it's going to be 50-50 because of the, when you figure the towers in and all that from where we're at now for the downtown thing. But what should help the new EOC location is the shortness of the feed line,
I know that building is closer. There's a tower on that building too. I don't know what's on that, but yeah, all sorts of good stuff.
No, exactly. Oops. All right. I'm going to go put my shoes on. load the stuff up I need to take to Fenton, and Shell and I will run to Fenton and get that done before the sun sets and it gets too cold. So, WFS.
Alrighty, calculator. Immediately.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Sunny. 53 degrees.
WBAE monitoring. WB8E monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Sunny. 55 degrees.
NABDF mobile.
Fortunate.
fortunate that I have kind of a lull this week, so I'm able to do that. And I'm taking 2 weeks off for when you actually do like the closing and then move. Because there's some stuff I want to get in there for, you know, before everybody, you know. So I'll probably be there on the first day changing the locks and stuff like that. Doing what I, you know, just doing a little work, and then I'll probably move stuff in after. I'm not going to move anything in until we have window blinds, because I want to be able to close the blinds like that. Yep, it's all coming together. It's just you know, I've already been through this once, you know, for moving, so I kind of know what to do, like, as far as, like, the utilities and things like that, and, so that's not a big deal. The new thing for me is the priority waste thing. I think I got to actually, like, call the – I'm trying not to call numbers. I don't like talking to people to coordinate services. So I did all the things that you don't need to call to talk to somebody for. You can do online.
Well, let me know when you're ready. I sit right next to the sales. They're literally right outside my office, and I will I'll just give them your information if they take care of this guy, and you shouldn't have to talk to anybody.
There you go. Well, I submitted an email. So I'm probably going in their system somehow. They can probably look me up.
If you send an email to sales, you'll have a very good experience, I promise. I did it when I got a dumpster for my new house, when we had to throw a bunch of garbage away. I ran through the system to just basically test it, right, just out of curiosity to see how the flow was. And within, I don't know, 5 minutes of me sending the email, I'd had a reply, and they didn't know I'd worked there at this point. I was still, like, week two, I think. And it was awesome. And then I walked over to the girl because I knew who I was working with. And I'm like, hey, thanks for making that super smooth. That's awesome. The customers are going to really appreciate that. And she goes, I didn't even know you worked here, so you're in good hands.
Very good. Well, at least they're better than the other company that I used to have. Really high, so I mean they merged. You know, I know they merged and all that stuff. So probably the same people again, but yeah, it seems like it's run a little bit better than the other one. I think the other one was corrupt and owned by the mafia.
Yeah, we bought GFL. Most of the management, if not all of it's gone. We kept the trucks, the drivers, and the routes.
I just remember it was Rizzo for a while, and then Waste Management bought them, and then Priority Waste bought Waste Management. They're all kind of like hospitals. They all merged together.
No, the real problem was if it wasn't Waste Management, it was GFL. And GFL is a Canadian company. So problem one.
The Canadians are supposed to be very nice.
Yeah, most Canadian people are, but their government sucks, so I just don't really care for Canada.
Yeah, so you got relatives over there. Yeah, I heard about their housing. I didn't know that they have to renegotiate their mortgage every 5 years. It's like a law.
Communism.
Yeah, my sales guys, the guy that sold me my home, he's from Canada. He's been here like 20 years, though. But they moved here because, you know, just because it was better, you know. So everything's going. I'm not as stressed because I picked out all my appliances, and I think I was kind of hemming and hawing of which one do I want, who do I want to buy from, blah, blah, blah. So I finally got that all settled last night around 3 a.m. I bought all my appliances, and that's all good. So I'm happy with my choices. I went with an LG fridge. It's like a counter depth. It's got like a mirror finish on one side of it. And because I don't trust LG, I got a 5-year warranty on it.
They all suck. My grandma had a brand new GE, and it died within like 12 months. So there's lemons everywhere, but you're a smart man for getting a warranty. And from my experience, the from
from what I've heard and what I've seen, LG's got very wide dealer support. You can, parts are readily available. If anything happens, you'll probably be all right. So, well, good. Glad you got that situated. Who'd you end up ordering from?
I was going with Lowe's because they had some deal. If you spent more than $2,500 on appliances, they throw in the 3-year. Of course, the fridge was the only one that I did 5 on. The other ones, I just left it the way it was. So I ended up, three of the items I got from Lowe's, and then one item, Lowe's didn't have the dishwasher I wanted, or they wanted, wasn't going to be available until November, which was weird. So I went with Costco, which had it, available and all that stuff. So dishwasher from Costco and the other 3 appliances I needed from Lowe's.
Right on. Yeah, it'll be nice having all new stuff. It is. We came from a very old house, and it was really nice coming into a new house with new stuff. So I'm sure you're getting pretty excited just having a little bit of work. I guess you saw it at you. Well, it's not terrible, though. It sucks for if you look at the grand scheme of things, it's a very short period of time that you're miserable.
Yeah, just the fact that it's kind of like you press the reset button. But, what you're going to have, though, you'll probably find this out. If you're still at your new house in about 10 years, well, everything's going to need to be replaced all at once because you bought everything at the same time. So you'll see. Hopefully that's not the case, but, usually they're aged about the same and everything's going to break down about the same, too.
Yeah, that's true. Then I look at my parents, so they lived there for 25 years and they still have all the same freaking appliances. I think they've replaced a dishwasher and they just replaced the oven.
Yeah, but the caveat is it was built better back then. My parents still have a fridge from the 90s.
I was going to say they have a sub-zero built-in $10,000 fridge, so it better last a long time. But that was my problem. I grew up with that thing, and then I go buy, a $3,000 LG, and I'm like, oh, this sucks. But I'm not spending $10,000 on a fridge either. As long as it keeps stuff cold and makes ice, I'm happy.
Yeah, I'm the same way, yeah. I ended up buying it cost about that, too. They have cheaper ones, they have $500 fridges, they have $2,000 fridges, or, $1,300 fridges, and they have the $2,000, and then they go up to the $3,000 one. So unfortunately, the one that I needed or wanted was $3,000 one, so that's the most expensive of all the appliances. That's another reason why I got the warranty. It's I'm spending so much money on it. The warranty was just a trivial amount for it.
And indeed, yeah. With how unreliable new appliances are and how poorly they're manufactured, I think insurance is a no-brainer. We did the same thing. We got 3-year on everything, I think. Yeah, we got 3-year on everything.
Yeah, but the weird one was Costco. They used Allstate for their warranty. But, okay, whatever. I didn't think I wanted to get a warranty on a dishwasher because, the price-to-warranty ratio wasn't the best. But I ended up just, okay, whatever.
It's done. It's over with. They're ordered. It's all good.
Yep. I need the family to be able to function. There you go. But I'm starting to realize my budget's kind of I'm not going to be buying some of the things that I was thinking about getting. So, but we'll see. I don't know. I got to figure out. I still don't know exactly what the closing figures are. So I don't. I have a number in my head, but I'll have be left over with, and I haven't. And then I have a buffer in my mind. Okay, well, it could be up to this. But I don't know the exact numbers yet. I'm hoping they give it to me this week because then I can plan some other purchases and set aside money for certain things and stuff like that. But yeah, we're gonna rough it a little bit with some old furniture and things like that, and then we'll slowly replace.
Right, you don't have to do everything all at once. We just ordered a new sectional for our living room. We've had those couches for going on 6 years now, so slowly but surely, it's not cheap to move, and it's definitely not cheap to buy a house right now.
Yep. Well, I mean, your ideal situation is to find a used home that is good enough, that's already got appliances and, you know, things that have already been established, but at the same time, I mean, the way I looked at it, it's like it was just easier. I don't want to say easier, but it just made more sense. It didn't make sense for us to build years ago, but it makes sense now. And I know that's weird because it made sense. You know, it was cheaper to build years ago, but my house value went up enough. It was kind of like it balanced itself out.
Yeah, I don't think anyone planned on, you know, COVID and the market doing what it did.
Yeah, Beta. Yeah, it was, you know, the housing market really screwed me, you know, in my, you know, kind of growing up. I was of the thought, you know, kind of in my 20s, I was in the thought of, like, oh, I buy this house, it's a starter house, I'm only going to be here for 5 years, and then I'll trade up. You know, that was the vision back when I was younger, but that didn't happen because things just kind of stagnated as far as the house values go. So then it was kind of like, well, I might as well just stay in my house, pay my mortgage off, and, you know, do that. And then now, even in the situation we were in, you know, now. So, yeah, I never wanted to do this just because it's just a pain to move, but now it's done, and we're at the downhill slope now, so to speak, of moving. Of course, there'll be challenges with the house. I expect that, but that's okay. I'll be in one place. The whole family will be in one place.
I kind of forgot that you guys were, like, going back and forth for a while there, too. So now you're all there, and then you're all going to be there at the new place.
Yep, so this was a unite family back together type of move, too. So it's kind of like, it was rocky there for a moment. I mean, I won't lie, a year ago today, we were probably in a interesting situation, you know, as far as marriage goes and all that stuff. And then this kind of helped resolve everything. I mean, we were basically everybody was getting on each other's nerves. Kids were growing, you know, they're getting older. You know, me and my wife were kind of like, we're at our wit's ends because it's just so crowded in our house, you know, and stuff like that, and just like all the frustrations of life and things like that. But now, I mean, we've been fine since we moved into the apartment. You know, once we got rid of the house and we're all together squished into this apartment, we're fine. But and so it's kind of like a reboot. So I think things are in a good place now, finally.
Well, good. One more hurdle, get the move finished and settled in, and you guys will be set to live happily ever after.
Kids, Dakota. Something's got to be done about the kids. No. Yeah, they're getting to the teenage years. Wait, you'll wait. They're coming. It's coming for you. You're not out of the woods yet. That's where we are. We're in the woods right now. And once we're out of the woods, then it will be good.
I keep reminding myself not to wish time by, but some days it's very difficult, especially when I get home at today. Today I'll be home at 6:13. That's not terrible, but you get home and then you're exhausted and then you got kids that are animals and you're like, oh my God, I just want to sit in silence for 5 minutes. But I know as soon as that doesn't happen, I'm going to miss it. So I just remind myself every day, take it one day at a time and just see what happens, because there's nothing easy about kids.
Yep, and you learn this at an earlier age where sometimes that doesn't get learned until you're older. So that's a good thing. But, yep, I'm, you know, and I had kids at a later stage in life, so imagine that, you know, imagine yourself 20 years older than you are now and having the kids that you have right now. I mean, my kids are, you know, almost teens, so. Just imagine that. You probably won't know what I'm talking about until for 20 years, but you'll understand.
I've got buddies that are playing the late game and just now starting to have kids, and I'm like, man, I'm glad that my wife and I got married as fast as we did and hustled as fast as we did to get settled in and start a family, because it's not easy in your late, mid to late 20s, and I'm sure it's twice as hard, if not harder, in your mid to late 30s to do it.
Not too bad. I mean, your kids do keep you young. I mean, I probably owe my health to my kids because they keep me on my feet, right? So there's that as well.
Your audio seems to have fallen into the basement again. I don't know what happened, but that was very low.
All right, I tried to do some things. Let me listen to myself on my back monitor. Hello, me. Yeah, okay. Yeah, I had that on auto mic gain. So maybe this is better?
Yep, that's perfect. I can hear you loud and clear now. What radio are you using?
It's the new Anytone, the 168. It has a auto gain, and it works sometimes, but then I, like you just noticed, sometimes guess is wrong with the automatic gain and lowers me.
I'd be curious to see if you could pinpoint or pattern if it's, you know, the volume you're talking into it or the power setting you're on.
Yeah, I also noticed I keep on forgetting. I need to put the radio closer to my mouth. It is really sensitive if you if it's further away, you know, more so than other radios. You know, some radios you can really put the radio, 12 inches from your mouth, but this one seems to want to be like right up to your face almost. Otherwise, it gets quiet. And also the mic holes over on the right side, so sometimes my thumb goes over it.
I would like to play without radio. I think I'm going to go home and watch some radio videos. That's an Anytone, what'd you say? It was a 168?
Yes, UV-168, it's like 199. It's like a baby version of the, think of it as a baby version of the 878. They've added a little bit more things to it that the 878 doesn't have, but there is no Bluetooth and there is no GPS in it, at least not at this time. I think they're gonna, I envision they're gonna come out with a plus model or something and add $50 to the price or something like that. But this seems to be priced right for what it is, and accept the grain of salt that it's a DMR radio and you're going to have to deal with code plugs and all that stuff. But if you're comfortable enough with that, then you can make it work. I mean, there's a lot of customizing you can do to it to make it just a good radio for you, but you have to kind of put the work into it where people might not want to do that, and that's where another radio might be better.
All right, I'll check it out. I'm not ordering any radios from any here. I practiced my impulsiveness today, and I ordered a 500, so I think that'll be here tomorrow or Friday. But I just kind of got fed up with the HT as a mobile thing. It works, right? It's what I wanted, but one, I think I'm shortening the lifespan of this 75 by ride-queuing on 5 watts anytime I'm in the vehicle. Two, I want my cup holder back. And three, I don't know. It's an awesome radio. I don't think I could go back to, like, if I had one HT, this would be it. But for what I paid for this, I could have almost bought, I could have bought a 500 and another decent HT for the money.
This is true. You could always sell it to Sean if he wants to buy it. I don't know. I mean, it's a decent radio if you kind of, like, sit down with it, probably, and, you know, use the TNC features and all that. But, yeah, I kind of feel the same way about the ICOM radio, especially with the muffled mic that I haven't solved yet. So it's got, like, a muffled built-in mic. It works fine with that Bluetooth, but right now it's packed away. I'm going to revisit it sometime in November, December, whatever, but right now I'm just going to
I really like this AnyTone. I don't know. It lasts all day. So I'm happy with it. With the baby batteries, it comes with two batteries. So it comes with a 2600 and an 1800, and the 1800's been lasting all day for me.
That's what I mean, right? There's radios like that exist. But I've got two good radios at home. I've got the VX6R and the ICT10, but they're both, what are they? Single VFO, no bells and whistles, which is fine. I don't want bells and whistles, but I run into, the issue of wanting to monitor the other side for whatever reason. I will say last week my 75 has only been on single VFO because if I hear one more key up, I'm going to throw it out the radio or the window.
And the clever new names for phonetic alphabet. I forgot what the one I heard today. That was like, whoa, I never heard that one before. You know, for the letter Z or something. But yeah, the Roger beeps and all that stuff. So, yeah, but yeah. What was the thing? We've been monitoring DMR. I've been monitoring DMR a little bit too, so I've got the hotspot here for that. So I mean, it's on scan, and I'll hear stuff on DMR that I might want to listen to every once in a while and things like that. But yep. I mean, yeah, I think you're gonna do good with that 500.
Hours. Sunny. 53 degrees.
I was pretty bummed to find out that it didn't come with a separation cable.
But the 500, I thought it did. Well, anyways, you're going to not want to use the stupid cables anyways. I would use Cat 6 cables to route things because, especially for the head unit, if it gets interference, it makes like weird noises and stuff like that. I found I had issues until I just replaced it with a Cat 6 cable. You know, you can if you don't have one made already or somewhere spare around where you could, you only need probably like a 13-foot one or something like that. They're pretty cheap, anyways, if you don't want to make them yourself. But I found that works better than using that flat ribbon cable.
No, I agree. I ordered 20-foot Cat 6. Because I only have yellow Cat 6 at home and I didn't feel like having yellow cable. If by chance it was somewhere I was trying to be a little more inconspicuous where it was visible, so I just ordered one. It was like $7. And then I ordered a mic extension cable for like $7. And then I ordered that Lido suction cup mount that I always use, but I don't know, that might not work because I didn't realize how big that head unit is. Next time you're in your car, take a picture for me. I'm curious what it looks like next to a mirror.
Yeah, I have trouble with the visor. It works, but what you got to do is you got to put the top of the head unit resting against the top of your car so that it stabilizes it so it doesn't shake so much. It's going to shake no matter what, but if you have it kind of like tightened against the roof to kind of stabilize it, it seems to be better. I use it and it works great. The other thing you can do is you can put the mic cable you don't have to plug the mic into the head unit. You can plug it into the radio on the bottom. You can plug it into the head unit and only have one cable route, but I found that it's better just to use I mounted mine under the seat and I just have the mic coming from the like cup holder area. And then the head unit is separate, so there's two separate wires, so that you don't have this wire dangling down from the head unit.
I saw that, but it did not interest me at all, unless it was, a base radio sitting on a desk, which, fine, that's kind of cool then. But my plan is try to get it above the mirror. If I can't put it above the mirror, then there's a company called Bullet Point Mounting Solutions, and they make a drop-in for the little cubby above my radio for this truck. And you put ball mounts on it, and they even sell a quarter 20 adapter for Yaesu radios. So that's my failback, but then I have to have a cable draped across my dash, which I don't want to do because I'm not drilling holes in my dash. So, yeah, the goal is to get it above the mirror. Should be able to make it work. I just don't know if I'll be able to make it work with that suction cup mount because it's so long. So I'm either going
going to try to modify that, or I don't know. But yeah, I'm gonna put the main unit under the passenger seat because it's not power, I don't think, and that's where my fuse box is on that side anyways. And then I'll have that mic extension cable run up the side of the console or under into the console, and then have the speaker mic in coming out of the console. So my goal is to make it as clean as possible with basically just a head unit sticking out until I pull the speaker mic out.
Yeah, it should work well for you. You'll have to get a different antenna, though. I've just got a UHF-only antenna, so that's all I use, but it works good. So, but, yeah. You definitely want a radio in the car, because it's just much, much better. You just hop in the car, and the radio's already there. You don't have to, like, hook up all your HT stuff.
That was one of the main deciding factors. I got sick of screwing with this thing every time I took it into the house. So, we'll see. I just got to find the right fuse to hook it up to. And, yeah. I think that's about it. Wasn't planning on spending that much money, but seems like I'm getting in a routine here where I know when people are going to kind of be around. So, I was like, well, I could always sell the 75 if I wanted to get my money back.
Yeah, that 500 will be valuable for a while. I mean, you could sell that HT, you know, just cut your losses on it and get rid of it and get something cheaper or something, you know, depending on what you want to do.
I hardly use them, but for some reason, when I'm talking on a note, I really enjoy a premium radio.
Now the latest trick of the Chinese radios is they're putting digital signal processing in now. So like right now when I'm listening to you, you know how you've got like some kind of fluttering with your signal, it actually cleans that up and it just kind of amplifies your voice. It kind of reminds me of, you know, if you have a Yaesu radio and you turn on the digital signal processing, kind of makes your voice just kind of stand out there. And it's a little watery, like, you know, a little wish-washy. But it's your voice is isolated from that noise.
Well, that's kind of cool. That's obviously an SOC, right?
WBAD, go ahead, Dave.
Yeah, it must be. It must be some kind of sickness, what do you call it? Radio on a chip type of thing. Go ahead, Walt.
Well, good afternoon, guys. I just had a lousy meal. I wanted to make chili fries, and I grabbed the wrong can at the grocery store. And anyway, I'm full. Dakota?
You'll have to let me know which can you grabbed and which one you meant to grab on the next go-around here. Go ahead, Dave.
You know what I was thinking, Walt, is that you picked up the Alpo dog food. Over to you.
Well, thank you, Dave. A sloppy Joe mix. I thought it had some ground beef in it or anything, but it didn't. It was just a liquid. And anyway, so I prepared it. I mean, I ate it. Watched a few YouTube videos about the Haitians in various towns. Very interesting. It's always somebody's outlook, you know. And that's been it. On the way home, Dakota?
Oh, man, no meat on the chili fries. I don't even know what's in a sloppy Joe mix other than some red stuff. And yes, sir, I'm going through all my now probably sounding really, really bad because I'm in a pit. But finally making my way there. Go ahead, babe.
Yep, hearing a little bit of bacon fry. But yeah, you usually clean up after that. I can't remember what's in sloppy Joe mix. It's usually, I know it's they always have you add tomato paste to it, and then you got to add your own ground beef to it, and then I don't remember what the spices were. It's probably vinegar somewhere.
Yeah, you should have grabbed a container of chili with no beans. Other than that, did try looking through HF today. Nothing caught my attention. I don't know if there's another solar flare. It seems to be getting more and more. and not too bad of a day. So, yeah, Dakota, you're a little fluttery there, but I hope you didn't sell a mobile unit to put out 25 or 50 watts when you sold your equipment. Over to you.
I'm going to be real bad here for a couple more seconds, and it'll clean up. But, yeah, I know. I'm kicking myself, but truth be told, I wasn't the biggest fan of the mobile unit that I had in my truck. It was an Icon 5100. It didn't work good. Did not like the cable on the speakers or on the touch screen. Kind of sucked, and it was just not. It couldn't really put that thing anywhere. For a big unit, it would have been awesome. And then a 200. Yeah, I probably should have held on to that, but that was the work car radio, and I like having the True Dual receiver. My personal vehicle, because I'm usually much more active and out about doing stuff with that. So, got a 500 coming. Hopefully, this is the last day I have to talk on an HT and a speaker mic in my truck. Dave?
Yeah, I probably should have sold you one of my radios. They're all boxed up. I have a 200 sitting in its box. And I'll probably end up using it as a Wires X node radio, though, because that's what they're kind of designed for. They got the big heat sink on the back of them. And so maybe I'll hook that back up, and maybe I'll use it either with or without RF. I don't know. We'll see. But, yeah. No, you'll be happy to have. I mean, that ICOM radio, yeah, it's probably like, I mean, there's no D-Star around here anyway, so at least you'll have Fusion again. You can talk Simplex, or you can talk on the repeaters with it. It's pretty good. Over to you, Walt.
Yeah, that 500, people rave about it. I have two 100s, one for the mobile, one for the bass. And one for the bass, I put a little 1-inch square 12-volt fan in the heat sink, and just to add more cooling. Dakota?
Yeah, Dave, that 200 is an awesome radio. I think it's got some of the best cooling out of any of them out there right now. I think the 500 enhances it as well. But yeah, you're right. They were gearing that towards all the Wires X stuff. Nothing wrong with that radio at all. I wanted the 500, as soon as it was announced, just like the 75, I was like, I got to have that radio. And the speaker in the head, that's 99% of why I bought it. And I'm going to be really upset if the speaker in the head isn't, like, usable. But we'll see. But, yeah, I don't know. Got to stop selling stuff, and then Walt, you'll be able to catch me on TV now.
Yeah,
Larry
WASLX took the 100, and WCAD flipped me the cord.
Walt.
Gracious of them. Actually flipped me the radio. And I have it hooked up to my computer. And it's really nice. I can hop around room to room, which I do. And it's very enjoyable. The Kansas City room, Kansas City, Missouri. They got a lot of JAs coming in there and speak pretty good English. Dave?
Go ahead, Captain Don. He phoned in from, he texted in. Go ahead, your turn. W8CPT. Hello, Walt, Dakota, and Dave. I just wanted to get in the circle here. go ahead, Dave. Yeah, I'll pass my turn. Go ahead, Dakota.
Down my driveway because if I went any further, I was going to drop out. I am pulling in here. I just flipped over to my nose so I can get one more out and not sound like a pan of frying bacon. So it was good talking to you guys. I might be on later. If not, I'll be on in the morning and tomorrow afternoon. So you guys carry on. Good hearing from all y'all. And I'll be clear. NADBF.
Go ahead, Walt. You doubled. Go ahead, Walt.
Okay. Other than that, not much else going on. Pretty boring day. The gal came over to clean the house and everything. Actually, her sister. My son's hired one gal to clean the house, and her parents are from Laos. She's Laotian. Am I pronouncing that right? Anyway, it's pretty neat. First day she came over with her kid, beautiful little girl. my neighbor a couple of days later said, I noticed you had somebody come over. Well, they're Asian. You know, the girl and her daughter. And I told Rita across the street, I said, yeah. I said, I got on the internet and all she wants is a green card. And she believed me for a minute, Don.
Oh, that's great. Oh, well. Yeah, I heard you heard you talking about the chili. And instead of having chili, you had chili soup, it sounds like. But yeah, I've been messing around with that Open Spot one, and I guess the Brandmeister API keys don't, new one don't work with the Open Spot one, and I'm not sure if you need that in order to connect with Open or to Brandmeister or not. So that's been the extent of my day, basically. Go ahead, Dave. Yeah, we can talk about that later. But yeah, I'm not. I mean, it's an older tech, you know, it's the original Open Spot, so that's probably what it is. So, but, yep, now I gotta wait for my order. What? Oh, ETA 20 minutes, okay. I ordered a pizza, I gotta pick it up in 20 minutes, or 15 minutes, and then I'll go and pick it up. So that's what I'm having for dinner tonight, because I'm on my own. Well, the kids are going to some event with my wife, and they already had pizza today, so I'm having pizza. So, over to you, Captain Don. Yeah, I guess I'm having pizza. My dad's supposedly picking up a pizza on his way back here, and then I'm heading out to my house. So did I hear you say you looked on HF a little bit today, Walt? So you do have an HF unit? Because I think there was one day when I was trying to make a QSO from my parents' house in my truck with my 710 to New Zealand, I think it was, or Hawaii or something, and I could have sworn I heard somebody say, Captain Don, I thought maybe it was you.
WP80, no, it wouldn't be me, Don. I don't do phone. I only do CW, so, nope, it wasn't me. And New Zealand and Hawaii are two different countries. Dave?
But they're both islands in the Pacific. Well, I guess, I don't know, would you consider New Zealand an island? I guess it is an island. It's big enough. I mean, it's not big enough to be a continent, so it must be an island. North. Well, they do refer to it as North Island and South Island, so there you go.
Roger that. Yeah, I don't remember which one I was trying to reach. I was sitting here trying to get in, and I think Eric was listening on his SDR receiver or whatever, and I just kept trying to holler out with the 100-watt and the hamstick on my truck, and I finally got him. I just don't remember if that was when I was trying Hawaii or New Zealand. But I got both. I know I got both from my 100-watt, what is it, AZ710 with the hamstick on 20-meter. I just don't remember which time that was. But somebody said, Captain Don, and I was like, oh, okay, it was somebody. I thought it maybe it was you all, but it had to have been Greg or somebody, or just, who knows, it could have been anybody. I don't think it was Eric, though, because Eric can't transmit with what he's got. Who does it go to? I think it goes to Walt. Go ahead, Walt.
Well, good for you, Don. Good for you, really. Yeah, sometimes you got to point your vehicle towards the... I'm serious. Point the vehicle for who you're trying to work. There, again, it's where your antenna's at. An old trick. Where are you getting the pizza from? Dave, there's a pizza place. I haven't been there in a number of years. Take Old Van Dyke, just go across Hall Road on your left, the west side of the street. They have real, I mean real, real, real Italian pizza. One of my sons took me there, but it's been prior to the COVID. I got to get back over there one day. I mean real Italian pizza. Reminds you of Pig Alley, Naples. Not that I've been there. I'm a Christian. Dave?
Y'all tell me how Naples and Christian, I don't know, I don't make a connection there, but I thought they were all Catholic or something.
Oh wait, yeah. You're talking about Italy, right? I don't know. Jet's Pizza is where I'm getting it from. I'm just getting a small pizza and some order breadsticks. It's just going to be for me. If I don't eat it all, freeze what I don't eat.
Okay, Captain, yeah, that's funny. I'm getting Jets too, and my dad just pulled in with it. So this is going to be my final, so I can go eat. And good hearing from you, Walt. And I still got to hook up with Greg and see what that hat is you gave him. Maybe I'll get a hold of him and grab it on the way to my house in a couple hours here. But good talking to you, and I'll catch you guys later. WCPT.
Okay, Don. No, I said Pig Alley. Maybe I didn't say Naples, Italy. I think I did. And I said I don't go to those type of places because I'm a Christian. And, of course, Christianity does include Catholicism. Back to you, Dave.
I'm thinking maybe his order's there. He'll probably be back in a minute. I'm going to go eat, Walt. I'll catch you later. WCPT.
Okay, guys, I got to clear anyway. Everybody have a great evening. WBAD.
All right, yeah, I must have dropped out. Talk to you guys later. KF8S.
Anytime you like.
Did I do something?
What's happening?
There we go. I'm in the car now.
Who cares?
Party now. Eric's here.
It's a party going on right now. WADAP.
On checkout, I heard him say something about eating or something.
Yeah, I'm on my way to go get pizza. I still got some time on the timer.
Oh, I meant Captain Don. Yeah, because he was struggling. The API thingy with Brandmeister, that's just so that when you do something on the hotspot, it reflects it on the website. When you do something on the website, it controls the hotspot, right? It doesn't give you access to Brandmeister. That's just the hotspot password that does that. But the API key is just for control, right?
Yeah, it's free, so you can change the static talk groups and all that stuff. But you can, if your device doesn't support that, you can just go to the web page and do that. You know, the Brandmeister website and do that. So, I don't know. Whatever you want to choose your own adventure there.
Yeah, that's the way I understood it. He was, Don was thinking that with, that old open spot won't do the API v.v2. And so he was under the impression it wouldn't work with Brandmeister then. No, and I said, no, it works perfectly well. You know, all you need is the hotspot password, which is completely separate from the API key. The API key is just for control, letting the website control the hotspot. So, okay, I had it working, so obviously.
Yepers. Well, if they ever change the homebrew protocol, that's what it's called, I think, the homebrew protocol, if they ever change that, then it won't work. Then it's end of life for sure. But, yeah, yep, you can do it. So, how was work today, Eric?
Roger. It's about average. Wasn't too bad. I overslept this morning. I got that extra 20 minutes of sleep and I feel way more energetic. No, it was just a regular day. Nothing good or bad. But don't know what's for dinner tonight. It might go to Texas Roadhouse.
This Roadhouse. I'm getting Italian. I haven't had this pizza in a while, so usually I got to get cheese pizza with kids. I'm getting Italian sausage and green peppers. So I haven't had that in a while. Yeah, my colleagues, they're in a event going on in California. They're on, you know, Eastern or Pacific time, so they have a, something's going on at 7 o'clock. I got to be back for. So that's like, oh, pizza break.
Sorry, I want to make sure I had it there. 7 o'clock your time or their time? I'd be like 10 or 11 o'clock your time. Yeah, plenty of time for pizza. Oh, 7 o'clock their your time. Like 3 or 4 o'clock their time.
Yeah, that's right. 4. 3 hours. Yep. 7 minus 3 is, yep, 4. Yeah, I can do math. Yeah, so, yeah, that's the last, they're in, like, the last slots of the day, so, it's my new team, so I gotta be there for support, and, I already know what they're gonna talk about. They ran through it with me, kind of getting, I got the 2-hour version, fire hose of information, and, they're gonna give everybody the 40-minute version, but I was asking lots of questions. I go, what about this, what about this, what about this, so, but no, my, co-worker gave me a good tour. They're really ramping me up to be on their team, so that's cool.
Is there a lot of word salad? Corporate jargon?
I don't know, a technical salad. You know how you get that feeling, you get fire hose with information? Well, that was me yesterday. I got fire hose with a bunch of information that I had to digest and absorb and figure out what they mean. It's all good. I like learning stuff. I'm just slower at it these days.
Fixed a lot of stuff today, but for other people. So, I mean, dollar-wise, I didn't put out squat, but I fixed a lot of stuff, but mainly for other people. Pulling little chips out, reading them, saving them, burning it onto new little chips. Reprogramming stuff. Bunch of weird stuff. Nothing that was any dollar amount for me.
When you say burning, they still using the old EEPROM chips where you like burn once and you can only use it once. You can't, or you, and if you want to erase it, you got to put it under ultraviolet light or something.
WAVAP. I haven't. There's still some really old equipment we work on that does require that, but all my stuff are EEPROMs, erasable EEPROMs. And yeah, you can erase them if you want. You don't have to put it in no ultraviolet light. We still have the little ultraviolet thing, so those are usually the really big, full-size EEPROMs, 80s-style giant EEPROMs.
KF-Beta. Yeah, back when I was in college, college is always like 10 years behind in technology, or at least what they teach. So I was learning 80s technology in the 90s. So yeah, I got to actually write the AND OR gates or whatever you do with the chip, right? Instead of doing it with that. But first they teach you to do it with actual AND OR, components, and then you get to learn how to flash a chip to do the logic and stuff. I think the project that we did was like a traffic light. We made a traffic light controller where like tick-tock the state, you know, how it's, if it's green on one side, it's red on the other and stuff like that, and it kind of just a little like a state thing, you know. They were trying to teach you the AND OR logic and stuff like that.
Yeah, back when I think it was 89 or whatever, when I went, they were teaching all that. Traffic lights and the chicken, the fox, and the corn. Trying to get you're a farmer, you got to get the chicken and the corn to the market. You can't put the chicken and the corn together. You can't put the fox and the chicken together, but you could put the fox with the corn. It's just really weird. The Boolean algebra.
Yeah, they're teaching you state, well, not really state diagram. I don't know what they call that. Truth logic. And so you had to, and then they taught you how to reduce it, right? So you could reduce it so you didn't, you know, you have it in the bigger form, but then you can reduce it. So yeah, it brings back memories, but I haven't had to do any of that in a long time. Now it's just if-then-else statements and programming.
I first started learning that in the late 70s with Forrest Mims III, all those electronic little code books he had. But no, when 40-channel CBs came out, I had to, like, look at the truth chart, make a truth chart, figure out which pins I had to pull high or which pins I had to pull to ground to get channels. And there's only, like, three PLL chip, so once you figured it out, then it was pretty easy, you know, because you opened up a CV that had one of these three chips in it.
Yeah, and at that point, you just do what you want. All right, I gotta go get my pizza. I'll be right back. Yeah,
NYAT, WADAT, Lurker. Are you out there, Lurker Larry? Well, I guess not. I'm just about home. So, if you hear me, Dave, I'll catch you later. Get some more information about the new radio, WADAP.
Back for a little bit. Now I got to figure out how to turn left in traffic. It doesn't stop. Anybody's got a view of the eastern sky? Wow, that's a big moon.
Good evening, 1900 hours, clear, 48 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours, clear, 49 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours, clear, 38 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours, clear, 37 degrees.
J-A-R-C.
Good evening, 23 hours, clear, 36 degrees.